Of time to go to the barber, or if you find that it's always closed by the time you get out of work, fear not. One man, Owen Crudge by name, he has the answer. He's taken to the highways and the byways with his scissors. All, of course, for your convenience. Owen is also known as the barber on a bike. Sorry for laughing, Owen, but it sounds great. By the way, you're a barber on a bike. Let me guess. You're a barber who cycles, right? How exactly does barber on a bike work, Owen?
Well, you basically summed it up there now in the title, but I basically just take appointments from people. I'm a mobile barber service, so I started up in January. It's just a kind of a on a whim and a prayer, basically, and it just took off from there.
And you don't use a Honda 50 or a Vespa or anything like that? It's a push bike, is it?
No, it's a push bike, yeah. Right. Yeah, I just kind of pedal my way around town.
All right, okay. So people can email and tweet and Facebook and all the rest and et cetera. So how did you get the idea?
Well, I was away for a year in Australia, and when I came back, I moved back up to Dublin, and there wasn't much going on at the time. So I was kind of looking into opening up a shop, and when I looked into the finances of that, it wasn't really feasible. So then I decided the only way to start up my own thing was a mobile service, and I didn't have a car, so the bicycle was the next best thing.
Are you a trained barber, or are you just chancing your arm?
No, not women. No, trained barber. Yeah, I've been cutting hair for like 6 years now.
Oh, right, okay.
In Dublin and Cork, and over in Australia as well for a year.
Oh, you were barbering, or whatever the word is, in Australia, were you?
Yeah.
And would Irish standards be seen as being quite high, judging by Owen Crudge, or not?
Yeah, when I was over there, yeah, it's pretty sought after. You know, there'd be kind of there's a lot of Irish barbers going over there, and you get work straight away, basically. Because they just seem to be up to a higher standard than they are there. It's kind of been a done thing here for a little longer, you know?
Yeah, right. Because the funny thing is, I've used the word barber all the way along, and never all the way along there, and never hairdresser and or whatever, you know? Because barbers, I'm not too sure necessarily about the fantastic shave stuff that people do. I know Jerry Ryan used to go in the Saturday morning and get a nice big one of those shaves with a huge big knife and have a hot whiskey while he was having it and all the rest.
Yeah.
Like, I never did any of that kind of thing. But I get the impression that barbers are coming back into their own, the whole idea of the profession, and it's a really big scene now.
Yeah, big time, yeah. It's like it kind of came back in the early noughties, I suppose they call it, like, you know, but people are kind of pampering themselves again, and it's kind of gone back to basics, though. You're not really getting your whiskey and your barber with a tie or anything. It's kind of more... bit more basic, you know, you're still getting your shaves and stuff like that and haircuts, but it's pretty fashionable now at the moment with your barbers with their twisty mustaches and their sleeve tattoos and all that. It's kind of trendy, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, funny, we've said the word barber a lot. We still haven't mentioned the word hipster yet. Every second damn person has the most kind of perfectly kind of groomed beard these days. Is that part of what you do? You don't do the beards for free, do you?
I do, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Like free beard trims and haircuts and stuff, yeah.
Huh? Right, okay.
Just to get that going, because that's the kind of fashion at the moment, all right?
Everybody's really got is. That. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get back on your bike here. What's the furthest distance that you would travel?
It's all city centre, mainly. You know, I wouldn't go much further than a half an hour cycle, and that would be the bones of it, because I'm only charging like €15 at the moment.
€15, and like, when you say you wouldn't go that far, like, where are you based?
I'm based in Rathmines, so, like, furthest north I've been is kind of Glasnevin, that kind of way, and then south of the river would be Blackrock, would be the furthest I've gone.
So in other words, you would go all around the city and the suburbs of Dublin. Would you ever think of expanding, getting a car?
Yeah, kind of defeats the purpose, but I suppose
defeats the purpose of barber on a bike, but you know.
Yeah. I could definitely expand this. So I was thinking if all goes well, like it has been going really well, there's been a great response, but I get another couple of cyclists going that are barbers, you know, and one of them could cover north side, I could cover south and that kind of thing.
You could sit at your office desk there and just send them all around the place and just cream off the top and make a percentage, is that it, yeah?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, yeah, good. That's a business plan, all right, yeah. I presume you didn't have to go to a bank manager looking for a big loan or anything, did you?
No, absolutely not. It was free, basically, with social media and stuff, you know. It's really pretty easy to set up your own little business, you know. So I didn't put a penny into it until recently. It was only recently it kind of took off in the summer. There was a couple of online articles done in some pretty popular magazine stuff, and I've had to get a website together now and stuff. That was the only cost, basically. And yeah, it's going really well.
All right, well, you've been cutting hair here and in Australia. You've been doing stuff on and off for 6 years. You've done your course for barbering or whatever the word is and all the rest of it. You charge €15 for a cut, yeah?
That's it. That's all it is, yeah.
That's pretty cheap, isn't it? Or is it? I'm sort of presuming
it is. Yeah, well, that's kind of, I suppose in the suburbs, that's kind of the going rate in barbershop. But the beauty of it, like if you were to pay a mobile hairdresser or barber, it's a little bit more expensive than that normally. But don't have any overhead, so I said I might as well just keep it affordable, you know.
Okay, well then let's take a look at what you do need. You need bike, you need clippers, you need a scissors, a comb, any kind of oils or stuff you shove in people's hair now? Nothing like that?
No, I don't really. I suppose you're in your own house, so you have your own products and stuff like that. So
sorry, not stuff. Yeah, like products. That's the word. It's not stuff. All right, well look, what's fashionable these days then? I presume we're going to get back to the word bloody hipster here, but what's fashionable these days in terms of men's cuts? What are you being asked for? Do people do a before and after, or people say, you know, Johnny Depp, or you know, so-and-so, I want that?
Yeah, they pull all those off Google Images, right? It's that kind of 1950s kind of, you know, kind of faded at the bottom and then parting or slick back, that kind of...
Because an awful lot of the people I see now have, the hair is all quite shaved up over the ears and then a lot of hair up on top. Yeah, that's a big one. That probably has a name, does it? What's it called?
Pompadour or something like that, people call
it. Pompadour, really? Okay. I presume is Mad Men kind of like the really...
Kind of what people, that's been going on for the last couple of years now, right? A change is probably due, but everybody's pretty happy to stick with that at the moment.
Yeah, right. Is it 9 to 5 or just evenings or weekends or what?
I start from first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. I do as much as I can, basically.
And do you think you could do this at all, going back to that social media thing? Could you do it at all, do you think, or could it work at all if there wasn't Facebook and Twitter?
No. It wouldn't happen at all, really. It's pretty much all down to that. Like, I started up with Twitter. You can just contact people directly, influential kind of people, celebrities, whatever you want. And then once they retweet it or like it, you know, you get an influx of followers from that. And
what about a website that belongs... Like, I mean, what about Barber on a Bike website? I mean, like, for instance, it looks good. So was that something that you realised, this has to be right? And did you go to the right people, or did you... Don't tell me you had a friend who could do it for you and it didn't cost you anything.
Yeah, well, it cost me, all right, but it was a friend of a friend. It was a little cheaper than your average, but he did a really good job on it. It's something pretty important, right, to have the website, because you're going to have, like, Google AdWords and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when people search it, Barber in Dublin, you need to be... No point at all.
Absolutely. So the kind of bike you have, I mentioned earlier on, you need clippers and scissors and comb and all the rest of it, but you need a bike. Did you buy a special bike to be Barber on a Bike, or did you just use something you found in the garage?
Well, it was like my girlfriend got a bike put together for me down in Cork there. It's like a fixed gear bike.
Fixed gear bike, that's very hipster.
Yeah.
Have you got a beard? Are you a hipster, are you?
I've got a beard.
You've got to
brand yourself, you know.
Where are you from, Owen?
That market.
Where are you from?
I'm from Clonakilty in Cork.
And have you been in Dublin long?
This is nearly 2 years running now,
Well, look, congratulations, and onwards and upwards, and I hope it goes really well. So people can contact you on Twitter at Barber on a Bike. Facebook is I'm a Barber on a Bike, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Good, very good, okay. Yep. Thanks. Come on, Owen, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks,
and good luck with it. Good luck, take it easy, bye.
Thanks a lot, appreciate it.